This is the Lions Unchained podcast, where the shackles of your mind are broken. It's not for the faint-hearted, but the chosen few who've embraced the call to leadership, dare to venture where others will not, and believe in God's supernatural power. Join Carl Joseph now for a life-changing word. Get ready to be unleashed into your destiny.
Friend, this is the third and final part of our study on the fruit of the Spirit, and I will join you on the other side of this live broadcast. Join me now, live at DHOP. Now, notice that love, goodness, and self-control are in both. Is that interesting? So that there's two different aspects. If you are a person of love and you are a virtuous person in morality and you have self-control, that's a good thing. Amen. That is fruit manifest. Love, self-control, and virtue are in both. Now notice, those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh. In other words, there's a choice. We have a choice daily to crucify that flesh and walk in the Spirit, or allow that flesh to reign and run around like a five-year-old. Right? Yes? No, Pastor, I don't have the flesh in here. Good heavens above. I'm on session 7 of my book. And no. Guys, the flesh is ever present. We can't cast it out, but we can crucify it. Ow! So that's something that we always have to deal with. So, here it is, the breakdown engineer's list, step by step. Praise God. Fruit of the Spirit. Number one, love. Agape, unconditional love that stems from the Father, not you. Many people are trying to be loving, but they're not relying on God when they're doing it. It's an act, right? Are you an actor? Some people act like they have fruit. But we're going to find out what's in you when the pressure comes, right? When the pressure comes, we're going to find out what is in you. That's the truth. Joy, exceeding gladness or cheerfulness because of our salvation. There's an abiding joy inside of us, not dependent on the Broncos or whatever else it's dependent on. That's happiness. We're not talking about happiness. We're talking about joy that's supernatural. It comes from within. Then we have peace that surpasses all understanding, which we can share with others. Remember that Jesus gave peace to the disciples, and he said, share your peace with each family you visit. And so, friend, when you're visiting people, there should be an aura of peace. I nearly said a New Age word. Sorry. There should be an air of peace, all right, over you when you visit people. Amen? You don't want to be the person, like, when they leave the room, it's like, man, what is up with that guy? I don't want to hear him here again, man. He was crazy, you know? I mean, we want to leave a nice, sweet flavor in our mouths when we go to dinner or wherever else we go, amen? Long-suffering, better known as patience, is to bear under persecution and to help us with difficult people and circumstances. You know, patience isn't just waiting, it's waiting well, right? Otherwise, it would be called waiting. Patience is supernatural. It said that with faith and patience, Abraham inherited the promise. It was twofold. It wasn't just faith. His attitude had something to do with it. The Lord said, if you're willing and able, you'll inherit the land. Not just able, you've got to be willing. That's an attitudinal thing. Okay, I'm stepping on my own toes here. Okay, this is for me too, all right? Our attitudes can get out of whack, and the Lord will correct us on that. Amen? Gentleness is having a kind demeanor, which makes people attractive. Then we have goodness, which is moral virtue, conforming to a standard which is God's. And then, of course, we have faith, which is a gift and a fruit. Did anybody notice that? There's the gift of faith, and there's the fruit of faith. Another commonality. Whenever we hear commonalities in Scripture, we should pay attention. When things are repeated, they're important. And then meekness. Meekness is submission to God's will in all circumstances and not getting into the flesh. Right? Just like Moses, who said, I'm the meekest man in the whole earth. Amen. He wrote that. Yeah. Interesting. Temperance. Self-control is very important. Remember, it's one of the two that's repeated. And it's about being controlling of self during fleshy temptations and having a poor attitude. Pastor, this is a really exciting message tonight. You just slapped me around the face, okay? Look, it's not easy to preach on the fruit because we all know we're lacking in certain areas, okay? We're not looking at this list going, yep, got that, oh yeah, got that down, no problem. No, we're looking at the list going, man, And I understand that. That's the conviction of the Holy Spirit, all right? But you know what? When it comes to temptation, this is something I learned. I kept giving into temptation. And the Lord said, you got it all wrong. When you're being tempted, you're trying to do it in your own strength. You're going, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. I resist. He said, that's all wrong. When you get tempted, you need to look up and say, Lord, help me in this temptation. Help me to overcome it right now. When you shift your focus, you're going to overcome, amen? That's how you do it, friend. You don't keep fighting this way. Oh, no, devil, leave me alone. I bind you in Jesus' name, etc. Well, that can work, but it's better to shift your focus and say, Lord, I thank you right now. You give me the strength to overcome. Amen? Woo, come on now. That's how we do it, amen? So there are other mentions of fruit in the New Testament, okay? So Christ-like character is talking about fruit as well, the sanctification process. And number two, a life characterized by good works. In Colossians 1:10, good works is mentioned as bearing fruit by the Apostle Paul. So it's another usage of it. And then in Romans 1:13, it says the conversion of the house of Stephanos was fruit for Achaia, not Ikea, Achaia, all right? This guy witnessed to Stephanos, and he won him over to Jesus Christ, and Paul said that was fruit for him. In other words, when you're winning souls out there, guys, you're bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. That's powerful. So not only are you bearing fruit internally, you're bearing fruit as you acquire other people, amen, in the kingdom of God. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So when we're worshiping, we're giving the fruit again. Another analogy. And finally, a generous giving of one's resources. Paul designated the collection of money for the poorer saints in Jerusalem and called it fruit in Romans. When he thanked the Philippians for their financial support of his ministry, he said that their act of giving brought fruit to their account. Amen? So you guys are bearing fruit internally. You're bearing fruit when you win souls. You're bearing fruit when you're giving of your resources. Amen? It's win-win-win from every angle. You guys are fruit bearers. How many fruit bearers do we have? Praise God. In review, bearing fruit is an ongoing process. We are never done bearing fruit, right? We're never done, friends. We're constantly attached to that vine, and I believe sincerely that there are levels of each test. So you've gone through patience test 1, 2, and 3, but there's patience test 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 coming. And so there's different levels, all right? So fruit in Scripture is a metaphor for the character traits that Christ exhibited on earth and the ones you can develop as you cooperate with the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The truth is that God lives inside of you, right? He lives in here. Some people are looking for God out here, but the truth is he has deposited himself in you. And so that's powerful. That means that you're not alone in the time of testing or trial. You can look inwardly and say, Lord, I need help right now. Amen. We are never promised to go through life on flowery beds of ease. Wow, that's so observant, Pastor. Thank you. How many know that's true? Now, some people think, you know, if you had your faith together and you said the right things and prayed the right things, you wouldn't have any struggles. Some people think like that. That's not how it works, guys. How many think Paul had it together? Yeah, a little bit. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. This guy had a lot of issues with the enemy. I mean, he was beaten with rods, whipped, chained, you know, shipwrecked, the whole gambit, okay? And so just don't think that because you're doing the right thing that you won't be persecuted for it. It's because you're going against the current. But what fruit enables us to do is weather the storm. We focus on the internal and say, Lord, I know that you're going to help me through this trial or test or even temptation, and I'm going to press into the fruit that's already in my tree. Amen? I'm going to reach up and grab a little mango for myself and start eating it and say, I stored that up for myself a long time ago, and I'm saying, Lord, you're helping me through this. Amen? What I'm trying to do is get your focus away from your own issues and your own struggles when you have a tough time in this life. And look upwardly and praise him and say, Lord, help me through this. And I believe you're going to empower me to do it. Amen? Just shifting your mindset is so important. It's going to enable you to get through. So I thought about this. What is the biggest attitude trait of a fruit bearer? And it's humility. Humility has many parts of it. Doing the things you don't want to do, but doing them anyway, is humility. Taking things
potentially in your own stride is pride, or doing it yourself or your way. But humility says, Lord, I'm going to do it your way, and you're going to show me first before I proceed. Some people are pressured in this life to keep doing things. I'm a doer. Well, do you do anything good? Not really. I'm kind of a mess, but I like to do. Well, but you need to take, you know, inventory of what you're doing. What's motivating you? Remember, if the enemy cannot stop you, he'll turn around and push you instead. Okay? Some people are just making decisions and doing things very quickly, and that's not an aspect of humility, right? And then you have the guy who said, look, I've conquered humility. I've written the book. I am humble. You can too. 5 easy steps. No, bad joke. I had to tell him it's a joke. So, Lord, help me now, didn't I? Amen. Praise God. Don't look so serious. The Lord is going to help you be fruit bearers. You're already fruit bearers, or you wouldn't be coming through this door, but understand that he wants a continual harvest. Amen. The Lord demands a harvest of us, and the Holy Spirit's going to help us get there. Amen.
Friend, the truth is that we are bearing fruit regardless. It could be good or bad. But like I said before, we seem to go through seasons of fruit, the pruning process, dormancy, etc., where we only see probably a quarter of the time the fruit that we're bearing. But I absolutely believe that if you're a Christian and you want to see God bear fruit through your life, you've got to actively engage in the fruit-bearing process. Okay, that means that you need to stay connected to the vine and spend time in his word and allow his word to inhabit you and to live your life according to that word. Okay, it's a process you need to engage in. And when we say fruit, we really mean a person's actions, their personal deeds, their moral character, their behavior, their attitude. And quite often in ministry, you know, people want certain positions and they want to be promoted and this or that. But what happens is when you put someone in a position of leadership, that fruit is going to be on display. And things that were previously hidden are going to be revealed. And so it's a very serious thing to want to advance in the kingdom of God. And really only God himself knows whether you're ready or not. And quite often, you know, we look at the tree or the person in leadership and we think, wow, you know, that person's stout, he's impressive or she's impressive. Outwardly, they look good. But it's the fruit that remains hidden until the time of testing. And so, friend, all that I would ask you is that you remain connected to Jesus, remain connected to the Father, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and he will show you the areas you need to improve on, friend. And we're all a work in progress. No one has got this down. We're all being buffed, shined, the rough edges being cut off, we're all being polished, etc. God knows what he's doing in this process, and it's his desire in this life for his character to be shown through you. That is the definition of success and fruit bearing as far as God's concerned. So that wraps up our session on the fruit of the Spirit. If you have any questions, please email me. Until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and remember to spread the good news.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who has witnessed God's miraculous power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl covers topics such as geopolitics, current affairs, cults, societal trends, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button.